Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Richard Watts is here. Richard's a new friend. He's the founder and the president of Family Business Office, a legal and consulting firm. He's the author of Fables of Fortune, also Entitlemania, which is his new book, and it's all about how not to spoil your kids and what to do if that ship has already sailed. As I say, he's our new friend, Richard. Welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you? Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your new book. That's your second one?
Yes, it is.
Well, good for you. And it's a good one, too, folks. And, you know, Richard, I have children. I have grandchildren. And I have a lot. There's a lot of young people around me. You know, my friends' children and my children's families that all they know, and I see all these kids and I'm very much aware of the Gen X, the Gen Y group, the millennials. I employ them in my business, and it's just been one of the most fascinating things to observe. These newer generations, isn't it? I mean, they're in some ways they're not different, but in a lot of ways I think they're more different than the baby boomer generation was than the GI generation. What do you think?
Well, you know, something interesting that you say that. Thinking about that freshly this morning, I know for one thing that probably all of our parents are surprised at each coming generation. And I really do believe if we look back to the great generations, which is the World War II, looking at the baby boomers, if you really think about that, Jim, we had our whole list of things. We were burning draft cards. We were going barefoot and growing hair out when they'd never seen that before. And we were free.
Don't forget the music.
We're pretty difficult.
I'm
not quite certain that the baby boomers were any different. And frankly, I try not to label. And I think if your listeners were really the baby boomers, the Gen X and the Gen Ys, they would tell you, you know, we baby boomers are the first ones that feel we need to put labels on people. And they're just a different generation taking on a different set of circumstances.
Well, I do believe that the technology has made things more different than the other generations. I don't think there's any question about that. I do know that my relationship with my grandchildren is vastly different than my relationship with my own grandparents. The things I do for my grandkids, my grandparents loved me fiercely, but they weren't involved in my life the way I am in my grandchildren's lives. I think that's a big deal. And all of that contributes. Well, let me ask you this question. I don't think the baby boomer generation was an entitled generation. I don't think we were. We worked too hard. But I do think that millennials, for example, I do think they are an entitled generation. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a question of degree a little bit. I would guess that my father, who was in World War II, would say, you know, we don't know what it's like to defend our country and go to the war and lose.
I agree with that. Yeah.
And we don't know what it's like to not have access to psychology and things and stuff like that.
Don't forget, go through the depression, both uphill, both ways in the snow. Don't forget that.
Right. There you go. But I think that you're right. I think that in terms of the amount of activity that we have in our kids' lives, that's unique to the baby boomer generation. And I think somewhere we as parents trying to, and really out of love for our kids, this was all done with the best of intentions. We went from being helicopter parents, which I think was a yesteryear's label for how the involvement was of parents and grandparents in their kids' lives, and we became drone parents somewhere in this process and have become grown parents where the effectiveness of what we're trying to do to manage our children is extreme. I think we're way too involved. I think we're way too involved in our children's lives.
Well, that's a part of the entitlement thing. That's what I'm getting at. Is we're very much involved in that and in the grandchildren's lives. Well, what do you think in terms of what you see in the title of your book? What to do if to not spoil your children? What do you do if you already have? Give us one quick example of both of those.
Well, you know, what to do not to spoil your kids is you have to allow them to struggle. You have to stop trying to manage every time they get into a difficult situation and give them an answer. That's one. And coupled with that, how not to spoil them is that you have to learn to not give too much where you take away incentive, and you have to model as a parent. You must model not having. You have to get to the point where you say, hey, look, I don't want to show my kids that I'm going to put things on credit cards and buy cars they can't afford and then complain about payments just because, you know, I want to have it. You have to show your kids that you can live modestly as well. And what to do if you've already spoiled them, you really have to begin saying no. You have to begin to say, hey, listen, I'm going to let you work that out. When you want to buy that car, I completely agree with you. It's a great thing to have, but I'm going to need you to go work that out. When you
hey, Richard, how many times did your dad say to you, we can't afford it? I heard it all my life. I don't think kids, even if the parents can't afford it, I don't think they hear that as much. And I'll tell you the other thing. I really don't think we make kids work for things that they ought to work for. The way I had to work for things, the way I think you work for things, I do think that they're given more things without any expectation of return. What do you think?
Yeah, but we have to remember that's us.
You're right. Oh, I agree.
Yeah, that's all part of your. This isn't their fault.
That's all part of your entitled mania. You know, they didn't come into this world with these expectations. We've given it to them. I don't think there's any question about that.
Kids are like goldfish. You know, I mean, really and truly, they'll eat whatever you give them, and a goldfish will keep eating if you feed it until it's dead.
I need your website, Richard.
At some point, it's the person with the goldfish food that's got to say, okay, this is enough.
I need your website, Richard.
It's entitlemania.com.
All right. And that's the title of the new book, too, by the way, folks. Now, when we come back after the break, I'm going to get Richard to talk to us about this topic about money. How much should you leave your children? Maybe you should leave them less than you thought, maybe less than they expected. If you have anything left to leave them, are you obligated to? What has he learned from the rich folks, the really rich folks, all of which, by the way, are not on the radio? 20 after. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.